Rapid Fire. Veterans Day 2018. Veterans, by their lives, by the record of their deeds, teach us in more practical fashion than it can be taught by any preaching. For they teach us by practice that in the ultimate analysis, the greatness of a nation is to be measured not by the output of its industrial products, not by its material prosperity, not by the products of the farm, factory, business, house, but by the products of its citizenship, by the men and women that that nation produces. President Theodore Roosevelt, speaking of Civil War veterans, in San Jose, California, on May 6, 1906. Speeches and more. The American Legion has resources available to help posts and departments observe Veterans Day. At legion.org/publications, you can download a suggested Veterans Day speech to use or adapt according to your needs. A customizable Veterans Day announcement can also be downloaded and submitted to local newspapers and other publications. After your Veterans Day event, submit a story and photos to the Legion Town page at legion.org/legiontown. Then share it with your friends on social media. Meanwhile, keep an eye on legion.org for a list of special offers and discounts to service members and veterans. 20.4 million living veterans in the United States in 2016, representing less than 10% of the population. 7.1 million living veterans who served in the Gulf War era, August 1990 to present. 6.8 million living veterans who served in the Vietnam era. 771,000 living World War II veterans. 1.6 million living Korean War era veterans. 77% of living veterans who served during wartime. 7% of U.S. adults who are veterans, down from 18% in 1980. 12 million estimated number of living veterans in 2045, a decrease of 40%. 9% of living veterans who are women, projected to increase to 18% by 2045. 75% of Americans who say that if they were making a federal budget, they would increase funding for veterans' benefits and services. Careers, one-stop shop, business summit for veterans. After separating from the Army, Alan A.P. Powell worked for The Firm in Los Angeles, an entertainment company that has represented celebrities such as Robert De Niro and Denzel Washington. After a time, though, he cast aside the glamour and glitz to pursue his real passion, helping veterans. "I left that job because as a vet I couldn't get a job when I got out after Desert Storm," he says, adding that he had sought work as a police officer and firefighter. They weren't hiring. There was a hiring freeze, so I got into the entertainment business, became successful, and then became an entrepreneur. I wanted to make sure I gave the next guy the chance I didn't have. Powell and his business partner, Aaron Baer, launched the HeroZona Foundation in 2011. A business dedicated to serving veterans, service members, and their families. "We put together a Super Bowl conference covering our three pillars," he says, referring to employment, education, and entrepreneurship. "We have partnerships both nationally and locally. The Department of Defense, the American Legion, Student Veterans of America, and others are supporting this event. We have support from all walks of life who support and care about veterans." HeroZona will host its second Heropreneur National Veterans Business Summit in Phoenix, November 14th to 16th. The event is free for veterans and will include a career fair, networking opportunities, guest speakers, nearly 100 workshops, seminars on topics such as marketing and financing, and other opportunities related to employment and education. American Legion Legislative Director Matt Schumann will be among the featured speakers. To find out more about the summit, go online to www.heropreneur.com. "Anything you want as a veteran, this is a one-stop shop," Powell says. "It's matching up veterans with thinkers who can help get them in the veteran space." Powell's relationship with the American Legion goes back to the early days of HeroZona. He worked with the Department of Arizona on a program to give backpacks to students and veterans, starting with 1,500 the first year. Now called Phoenix Tools for School, it just celebrated its sixth year by giving away more than 10,000 backpacks. "It feels good helping veterans and their families," says Powell, a member of Travis L. Williams Post 65 in Phoenix. "We pride ourselves on giving back to the veterans community. The backpack program is an example of that. It's the largest backpack drive in the state of Arizona, and it started at an American Legion post." Powell appreciates the volunteer service provided by American Legion members. "I'm a big fan of the American Legion because they put their money where their mouth is," he says. "A lot of people talk about what they are going to do. The American Legion shows you what they are doing. They are results-driven, not just talk. They are always working for vets who can't help themselves. The goal for HeroZona is to make the concept in Arizona and then move it across the country," Powell says. For now, it's part of his multi-tiered mission. "We not only want to be among the premier conferences that help vets, but we want to change the way people look at the vet community and make it more vet-friendly," he says. "We want to make sure our younger veterans feel that they are part of the veteran community. A lot of times they feel like they have not aged enough to take part. We want those young vets to participate." Henry Howard. Verbatim. "The addition of new words to a dictionary is a step in the continuous process of recording our ever-expanding language. The dictionary's job is to report that usage as it enters the general vocabulary." Merriam-Webster, on the addition of 840 new words to its dictionary, including rando, short for random, adorbs, adorable, fave, favorite, and TL semicolon DR, shorthand for too long didn't read. Others reflect technological changes, such as Instagramming, airplane mode, and force quit. Gallery. Veronica Keyes, a forensic anthropologist with the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, DPAA, secures a box containing the possible remains of U.S. service members lost in the Korean War during a unilateral transfer in Wonsan, North Korea, on July 27th. The boxes were transported via military aircraft to Osan Air Base, Republic of Korea, for review before being transferred to DPAA's forensic laboratory at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam, Hawaii. Membership. New posts. Specialist Israel Garza, Post 161, Maud, Texas, chartered July 25th, 15 members. Post 740, Chicago, chartered July 24th, 16 members. Post 522, Indianapolis, chartered June 5th, 21 members. ISCC Post 201, Boise, Idaho, chartered May 31st, 12 members. Operating Engineers, Local 825, Springfield, New Jersey, chartered May 29th, 15 members. Veterans Healing Camp Post 1775, Silver Springs, Nevada, chartered May 10th, 15 members. Post IT02, Vicenza, Italy, chartered May 9th, 30 members. Post 551, Southport, North Carolina, chartered May 2nd, 23 members. Media. New PSAs available on Legion's Vimeo channel. The American Legion has a wealth of new promotional videos and public service announcements, PSAs, that help tell the Legion's story, as well as aid in membership recruiting, fundraising efforts, support for programs and events, and more. And it's all easily accessible on the American Legion's Vimeo channel at vimeo.com/American Legion. New PSAs added to the channel include American Legion Team 100 to promote National Commander Brett Reistad's centennial membership theme of embarking on the American Legion's second century of service. Another new PSA is Women of the American Legion. The PSAs and videos housed on the Vimeo channel can be shared via mobile devices or downloaded onto a computer hard drive and shared without the need for internet connection. They can also be shared with media outlets and area cinemas to promote what the American Legion does locally and nationally.